Okay, the recording has started, and it's 6 o'clock. And we are up to the Gemara. The Gemara said, we'll start again from Amar Rava, just 2 lines. Amar Rava, Taisus Chavdalat Amar Aleph, 24a. Across from Taisus is Suffolk. Go down 4 lines, Amar Rava. Suffolk is a Taisus. Go across, go down 4 lines. Even though in Kol HaTayra Kula we have a rule that every pasuk has pasuk shot, even if you make drushes, you do not remove the pasuk from the pasuk shot. But over here, it's an exception. Now that is a mesira, and Rashi points that out. Let's do Rashi. Mikri Yaitim Dem Shutai. We have a gabbat the chinale the drasha, even though we dash in it for drasha, me deb shuta me ulay nafik legamri, does not leave completely pashim shat. Nafikti legamri, she'ain tzarach likrus libnoi b'shem malchav hameis. One does not have to name the child in the name of his deceased brothers. Now here is the key. V'hochi gamar lo mirabe. Rabbi didn't make this up. Rabbi said this was a mesaira from his Rebbe. This is a mesaira handed down from Sinai. That the one pasuk in the Torah that is mikri yaitim b'dei pshutai is the pasuk vayivu. It's a fascinating thing. It's the only time. That's what Rabbi says. Rabbi learned Kol HaTayra Kula, and this is what he tells you. I have a Messiah from my Rebbe, and I guess his Rebbe had a Messiah from previous. Now this place, don't learn pasuk shat in the pasuk. Don't think of my advice.
Rabbi?
We love Xavier Shabbat. Yes.
Rabbi, can I ask you a question about that? What if one of his peers did not have that Masorah?
It's speculative, and I don't know what to answer you. The Gemara accepts it. I hear your question. I'm not dismissing your question. It's speculative because we don't know whether others didn't have the Masorah or not. We attribute the statement to him. But it could be others had it, could be others didn't, and according to others, maybe there was an Inyan. I don't know what to say. It's speculative, meaning we have nobody on the page, or any other page, arguing Rava. So I don't know whether that means they accepted it from him, they knew it before, I don't know. We attribute that statement to Rava, and Rashi explains, that Rava didn't make this up. You can't make this up.
Isn't the Gemara's pattern usually so-and-so doesn't hold by that because he didn't have that Masorah, and there's nothing here like that?
No mention of anybody arguing.
Okay.
The only thing the Gemara is going to get into it is say that we would have been able to figure out that it can't be Pashim Shat, and the Gemara is going to answer, no, we wouldn't. But the Gemara is just going to ask now, why do I need Xavier Shrub and a Masorah to tell me no Pashim Shat? Pashim Shat doesn't make sense anyway. So we would have had to go off Pashim Shat anyway. That's going to be the Gemara's question. But the Gemara does not question the Maskana, meaning Rava's statement is left untouched.
Okay.
And again, nobody disagrees. Usually, if there would be a dissenting opinion, we would hear about it. There is no mention of a dissenting opinion. Now, you're asking me, what did Abaye's Messiah say? What did Rabbi's Messiah say? What did Rav Yitzchak's Messiah say? I don't know. It's speculative. All I know is that the Gemara quotes it from Rava and says and Rashi explains that he got this from his Rebbeim. Yes? You have a question?
Rabbi?
What's the pasuk? Bahaya Abchar Asher Teled. Yalkum Hashem. I don't have article here on the side. Yalkum Hashem Achav Ameis Leimach Shmoy B'Yisrael. Is that Chafei Bav? So that's Chafei Bav. But simply reading would be firstborn child, which, by the way, everybody in this room probably read it that way when they learned Chumash. The firstborn child should be named for the deceased brothers, and therefore his name won't be erased. That would be Pashim Shat in the Pasuk. And comes along to Xavier Shava and says that shame doesn't mean name, shame means inheritance. And therefore we have a drasha. Now, usually we say, okay, the Xavier Shava tells us a drasha, but leave Pashim Shat alone. That would have been the normal way of doing things, the regular way of doing things. You have Xavier Shava, it tells me the Darsh and Shame as inheritance, to tell me that the Yavam inherited, great, wonderful, which tells me a lot of Darsh and the Pasuk about the Yavam and the Yavama, and at the same time, fact that the Torah expressed it this way, we would leave Pasha B'Shad alone. That is called a Mikri Yaitzim Idei Pshutai. We leave Pasha B'Shad alone. We don't change Pasha B'Shad. Comes along Rava and says, this is different. That's the Chiddush of Rava. This is different. Zog the Gemara Baiter.
Rabbi.
Correct the Gemara. The Elag Zerish Rava. Let's speculate. What would have been if we wouldn't talk the Gzeres Shabbat? So then we would have learned the Pashim Shad. So what would have been Pashim Shad? Hava Amina, shame, shame Amish. I would have thought that it means name the kid for the deceased brother. Leman Kamazile Rachman. Who is the Torah telling this to? The Yavam? So Yokum Hashem Ochicha Miboyle. If that were the case, it should say, V'hoyab Chorashetelet, Yokum Hashem Ochicha. It's talking to the Yavam. It shouldn't say, should be named for his brother. Who are we commanding to do this? If you would learn Pashim Shat in the Pasuk, the Torah is commanding that the name be given for the deceased brother. Who is the Torah commanding it to?
All
Kalisha. Well, yeah, it's talking to someone, so right?
All Kalisha.
What do you mean? It's your command?
It's everyone's command.
Why is it your command? You're not naming the kid.
There are plenty of mitzvahs out there that just said that we talking to Stephen Kalisha.
Again. The Torah writes in abstract, in without talking particular, when it's saying a mitzvah that pertains to everybody. Here it pertains to the brother of the deceased. So the Torah should say to him, "Do you have him? Yavama yave alav yivma, and the hoya b'chayr ashtelad yakum hashem achicha b'miyavim her a name for your brother." It's a name for his brother. Who is the Torah saying this to? So the Gemara, Yakum Hashem Achicha Miboyle. Ila Beidina, is the Torah listening to Dr. Harris and saying it's everybody's responsibility to see that it gets done? The Yakum Hashem Achicha Miboyle. It should say the firstborn should be named for his father's brother. You don't tell Beth a name for his brother. Who's his? The firstborn should be named for his uncle. Not being named for his brother, named for his uncle. So it should say, the firstborn should be named for his uncle. And that would be a command, as Dr. Harris said, to whole Klal Yisrael. Make sure the name is given for the uncle. Now, if you talk to the Yavam, you can say his brother, because it's the Yavam's brother. If you talk to Klal Yisrael, and you're talking about the baby, you say the baby should be named for his uncle. Not that the baby should be named for his brother. He's not being named for his brother. He's being named for his uncle. Harris says, the baby should be named for the Yavam's brother. So it's Achi Aviv. If we're talking to the Yavam, we can say his brother, because it is the Yavam's brother. If we're talking to Klal Yisrael, they should make sure that the baby is named for the baby's uncle. Zakti Gemara, Duma Hachi Kamerle. Maybe this would be the Pshat, Pashim Pshat. Amru Le Yavam, tell the Yavam, Yokum Hashem Achiv, that he should name for his brother. Make sure that the Yavam names the baby for his brother. So it's not Bezin's responsibility to see that the baby is named for his uncle. It's Bezin's responsibility to get the Yavam to name it for his brother. It's the same thing, but the Torah is telling Bezin, make sure the Yavam does what he's supposed to do. That would be without the Xeris Shavam. We would be able to fit Parshim Shat. Torah is telling Bezin, Bezin means everybody. Make sure that the Yavam names it for his brother. It's not make sure the baby is named for his brother, it's not true. Make sure the baby is named for its uncle. Make sure that the Yavam names the baby for his own brother. That would be Parshim Shat. Rashi.
The Yavam. It could be time the Yavam.
Yeah, Yavam has no, I mean, I'm going to say something, you're going to jump on me from Sukkot. Pashtun, the father names the kid, not the mother. In the Torah, we find Leah named it, and Rachel named it, and everybody else, so I don't have a good answer for that. I mean, usually they can find it out at home, and then the father names the kid, right?
Right. Usually the wife has input.
Yeah, usually, yes. Correct. Yeah, but it's not her brother. The word Achiv wouldn't make sense at all.
His brother.
Tell the wife to make sure her husband names her his brother?
Yeah.
I don't know if you can command the woman to make sure her husband does anything.
If he wants to come home.
Again, you can command Bethan to make sure somebody does something. You can't make a wife make sure her husband does something.
Well, what's the point here? If we, let's say we couldn't figure out Hashem.
So then we would have to go to a different chat. We would go to the drasha automatically. That's what the Gemara is saying. Pashup Shat has to make sense. That's the Gemara's problem. It's Mashmah that without the Gzeirah Shav, I would stick to Pashup Shat. But I can't. It doesn't make sense. So the Gemara has to make sense of it, so therefore I need Gzeirah Shav to change.
He wouldn't have said this call then. If he couldn't figure out Pashup Shat, he would never have said this call. It's the only place that
he might have said it, but he wouldn't have said it. The Gemara. Let me explain. The Gemara asked originally, maybe it is Pashup Shat. The Gemara says the Gzeirah Shav tells us a drasha. Then Rava added a piece. Once I have the drasha, you should know this is the only place. Had it been able to learn Pashup Shat, had there been no Gzeirah Shav, we would have learned Pashup Shat. So the Gemara, no, you wouldn't, because it doesn't make any sense. That's all. It's theoretical, because the bottom line is we have Gzeirah Shav, and the bottom line is Rava told me there's no Pashup Shat. But we wanted to know what would have been the Havamina. How would we have read the Pasuk in our scroll? Meaning,
right.
90% of Klal Yisrael, who reads this Pasuk, walks away thinking that the Yavam's kid is named for the Yavam, for the deceased brother.
Why does that tell you how to read it? We all would have thought, come up the same. We all jumped on the same, like you said. Everyone thought that's what it meant. What does the Gemara have to tell us?
Well, it has to make sense. That's because we don't know Tikduk. That's because we don't sit on these kind of things. But the Gemara has to make sense out of it. You're right. We have no problem with these things. We listen to Archcope translation. I don't know how Archcope translates, by the way. I'm picking an Archcope. We listen to Archcope translation, and we're fine. We never, I shouldn't say never, rarely start picking and parsing the exact zigzag of the word.
It shall be that she bears shall. She, the Yavama, bears shall be the name of his Yavam's brother.
Okay, so they're not saying Yerusha. That's not saying naming. Let's see how Arshkolon Chumash does it. Adarava, it's Mikriyaitim de Chutai. They should learn the Drasha's Pshat. Just curious.
First one that she bears.
There's a bunch of mistakes, and I don't mean to hit anybody. The people assume that are wrong. It just, for some reason, became an assumption about the people, and they're wrong. This is one of them. People think, they read Parsha Yibum, that we want a name for the brother.
When? Is that the one?
25-6. Hardcore says,
how do we bother
shall
learning
be that the firstborn, if she can bear, shall succeed to the name of his dead brother. Right, meaning it's exactly the article. Meaning the firstborn brother, if she can bear, if it's a woman who can have children, that's a tailored Pratla Islandess, to succeed to the name of his dead brother, which means he yarshin it, so that his name not be blotted out from Yisrael.
So that is?
That part they did make Pashup Shat, but it's not the way the Gemara ties into the Gemara, because that could be Pashup Shat. That way, by his brother taking him over, he becomes him.
But the firstborn is not the
part of the firstborn doesn't mean the firstborn of this new marriage. It means the firstborn brother, and that's what Artsko seems to say. It doesn't say either way, but it. But that, you know, that you do. Again, it's one of these common errors made by everybody. You ask a regular person, they'll tell you, of course, the Pasuk says, name the kid for his brother, for this person. It's so much so that the Achroinim deal with the fact, is there an Indian to do it or not? Some say, the Torah didn't command you, but it's a wonderful thing to do. And other people say, it's a bad symbol. Why would you want a name for a guy who died without children? If the Torah would have commanded it, it's one thing, but the Torah never commanded it, so why would you want to do a thing like that? So you have various opinions. By the way, that was only in the countries that they used to do Yibum. Sephardim, the Mechaber Paschim, you can do Yibum. And by Ashkenazim, Yibum is not an option.
Yochum doesn't really mean have to be named for. Yochum stands even should be established. Yochum.
Right, 100%. Not that, I don't think they do it anymore.
Well, what they would do is add a name to it. That's not the name then, right? When a person Hashem dies young,
besides the parents.
What?
For parents, they name straight names even if they die young.
Right.
There's an exception to the rule. At least some people will do that way. Some people will add a name for one's own parents. Not for grandparents, but for parents. Yeah, but the minhag is to add a name, correct. But that's to say that it's not exactly. Rashi.
It's funny, Rebbe, because we had a gemara before that says everyone knows the Nachla Tamei Rabbanan. Everyone knows Yeshu Asim Yaakov is in the. And it's you know things you don't know.
I know what
that father needs to know when.
Add it to the list of things that bother you. I have no answer.
Why do we stop earliest to you out of the
office? Who else is coming out? Rashi. Question mark. The Yavum Kama Rachman Ben Anoyu to call Yavum Hashem Achikami Boyle. It should have said that the son should be named for your brother. Bilu Bezen by the Rachmano, Mitzvah's Kriya Shem Haben. The Bezen is, if it's being told to Bezen, Yavum Hashem Achi Oven Mi Boyle. Elevadai, the Yavum Gubit Mishtoikra. We're talking about the Yavum. Bilu Bezen Kama Rachmano. And Bezalel is being told, make sure that this is what happens. So then it should say, Achi Yavim. Tell the Yavim he should do it. Because Bezalel is informed about what they should tell the man. We tell him to go live with his Yavim. Okay. Meaning we're talking to Bezalel. Tell the brother to be Yavmer and tell the brother to give the name.
I mean, is that the same thing like you tell a father to give a bris to his kid the eighth day?
Correct. Exactly.
Everything is like that.
That's not true, because there it's a command to the father. Not the Bezen. There is also a command to Bezen, but the mitzvah is on the father. The Torah tells the father.
And this is the mitzvah on the brother.
Yeah, but here the Torah is talking to Bezen and saying, make sure it gets done. That's what we're answering. If not, the pasuk doesn't make sense.
Is a special mitzvah that the bezin should tell the father?
It's bezin's job to see it gets done. That's what it says.
Like that.
Sometimes the Torah writes it directly to bezin, and sometimes the Torah writes it to the person.
Bottom line, if bezin has to tell a father, make sure to bris milah on the kid the eighth day.
And if not, they do it. They do it themselves. The Gemara says, if the father doesn't listen, they do it themselves.
But
does Bezen
have a
mitzvah
to do it or not?
Again, Bezen doesn't go around making sure everybody has a luluv. The Torah says, take for yourself a luluv. The Torah talks to people. Now, Bezen sees a guy that doesn't want to shake luluv, so their obligation as a Bezen is to force people to do mitzvahs.
So let's take this case. A brother in a Talmud Chacham, and a Rav, and a principal, everything. Everything a person has all the mindless. Does Bezen have to go tell him to do it?
Again, the Torah wrote it to Bezen. Sometimes the Torah writes to Bezen, and sometimes the Torah writes it individual. By Lulav, the Torah writes it individual. By Tfilin, the Torah writes it individual. Shartam l'ayis al yadecha. Tie it on your hand. It didn't say that Bezen sees that people tie it on their hand. It wrote to the person. By Tzitzis, does va'asulach on Tzitzis. V'hoya l'chem l'tzitzis. It's talking to the people. Go do the mitzvah. Here, the Torah is not talking to the Yavam, it's talking to Bezen to see that it gets done. Why the Torah wrote it that way? I don't know, but it's only a Havamin anyway. At the end of the day, the Pasuk doesn't mean that, because of the Gzeres Shavah. So, in the Havamina, it would have been a way the Torah wrote to Bezen. Okay. Zakta Gemara Bait. Hashka the Amrit. So you're telling me Bechor means the oldest brother. So why don't we say Bechor Liyabim, Eima Bechor Liyabim, Pashat Loi Liyabim? Maybe the Torah is talking to the oldest brother, and only he has a mitzvah evil. And if there's no oldest brother, there's no mitzvah evil. Vahoya Bechor, the Torah is telling me, let the oldest brother do evil. Okay, where does the Torah say that another brother has any mitzvah evil?
What if he was the dead brother was the Bechor of the house, right? What if the one who died was the Bechor?
So there's no mitzvah evil. Right. Who says there is? If the Torah is telling me the mitzvah is in the Bechor, maybe the Torah is limiting Yibum only to an oldest brother. How do you know?
Did the rest get chalitza?
Maybe you get nothing. There's no mitzvah.
If there was a girl born first, then there also would be
Right. Maybe there would be no evil. So maybe yes, maybe not. It's all speculative because it doesn't end up that way. Well, we haven't answered yet why we don't learn that way, but the Pashup Shot, now that we have the new... What do you mean? That's the same Pasuk. It's that Pasuk. You're right. It's not Pashup Shot. That's because it's the same Pasuk. This Pasuk is not a Pashup Shot Pasuk. The Hoyab Kar means the firstborn of parents. So maybe the Torah is saying that that's the only time you have Yibum. You have Yibum when a firstborn dies. I'm sorry, when a firstborn is around.
And it's all on the tails of their show, though, right? We have to.
Well, once we learned this noob shot, now we're only working with a noob shot. The word V'hayabchar means that the oldest brother should do Yibum. Fine. So that's the mitzvah. What do you know to expand it any person that?
I mean, so once you take it away from Pashup Shot...
We already have... Now we have a noob shot. At the end of the day, Pashup Shot's gone. So now we're learning a noob shot. Like Artscore translates. The noob shot, right? Artscore doesn't translate Pashup Shot.
We're trying to bring it back to some shot.
Well, it has to make sense, right? The Drasha told us the V'hayab Chor means the oldest brother. And Asher Teled included Ivanus. And Yaakov Asher Malchum told us inheritance. And the Malchus might be Yisrael told us no Sarin. No, the deceased brother was a Sarin.
Yeah, but so you would say that there'd be no Zika and there's no Bechor.
Correct. There's no Mitzvah. It would be like the brother died with kids. Listen, the Torah can make a Mitzvah only for oldest children.
And the person would
have
shown
the Mary Heard. It would be Ashes Ach. Without a mitzvah, it would be Karis.
Wow.
And he would have to clap on Chait. Chait should come out of Melchor Begila
Arai. More than once.
11 times. 9 times.
Rabbi.
Yes.
Rabbi, are we. I understand that we're going to say that a younger brother can do it, but why are we necessarily saying that a younger brother must do it? Let's say that there's no action at all by the older brother, by the Bechor. Let's say there's no action at all. Does he have, do any of the younger brothers, are they now on this? I'm sorry.
At the end of the day, the younger brother has to do it.
So either you remember how incumbent. So really, it's
we haven't gotten to the end of the Gemara yet, so we can't. Meaning you have to get the Gemara chance to work this out.
We're going to say that this mitzvah is incumbent upon all sons.
Sorry, what? I'm sorry, I didn't hear you.
We're going to say that this mitzvah is incumbent, is directed to all sons. Maybe the
correct.
Oldest is preferable, but it's directed to all sons.
Correct. You're right, but we haven't gotten there yet. But that's what's going to end up. We know the end before we get there. We're just going to try to work out how to get to the end.
I was just trying to differentiate in my mind between a mitzvah versus a possibility. I mean, to the younger sons, whether
and
it's
we haven't gotten to the end yet, so I think the question is premature. Meaning, at the end of the day, we still have the question. It's a valid question, but we haven't given the Gemara a chance to work it out. Yes.
I'm just saying that this where we're at, the Havamina that we're at right now, argues on all the Gemaras that we had, where the case of Buddha's that we just had with.
You're 100% right. We know the end. We know that the mitzvahs are all brothers. But we got a problem, because now we just translated. Honestly, this Gemara could have been on Daf Beis. But we didn't bring the Drasha. We just brought it now, because the Mishnah said mitzvah the God of the oven. Right? So, therefore, we brought this Drasha. So now we say, hello, we just turned Yevamos upside down. You're right. This Gemara could have been on that page. When it talked about the mitzvah of Yibum, who is it on? The Gemara could have gone through it now. We assumed what we know to be true, that the mitzvah of Yibum is on everybody. Now we're just trying to work out why is that true. Sometimes the Gemara asks the question without knowing the result, and sometimes the Gemara asks the question knowing the result, just trying to figure out how you got there.
That was a pecking order, though, right?
What do you mean? Yeah, well, that's going to be part of it, right? Obviously, there's a pecking order, and that's going to be part of it. But at this point, the Gemara is bothered. If you're learning Bechor means the oldest brother, so maybe the Torah limited the mitzvah of Yibum to the oldest brother. So the Gemara aim of Bechor liyabim, pashat loy liyabim. And for the Gemara, kein eishes achim shloyim by lomoy, the miyat rachman alamali. The Torah excludes a brother who's born after his brother died. And it says he's not allowed to do Yibum. Remember, we had that erva, eishes achim shloyim by lomoy. Now, if the mitzvah is only of the oldest brother, it would never be pertinent anyway, no matter when he's born. So it must be that the Torah is telling me only if he didn't live at the same time. But if he lived at the same time, he has the mitzvah of Yibum. Now, it doesn't answer Harvey's question. Maybe it's a possibility, not an obligation. We'll get there. We're not finished yet. The Torah wrote that an ancient Sachem Shlei by Loma can't do Yibum.
Where?
Well, where we had ancient Sachem Shlei by Loma? From the word Yachdav. Yeshu Achim Yachdav, Shehoyolem Yeshiva Achas Ba'olam. So the Torah excluded an ancient Sachem Shlei by Loma.
So I don't need that if I have this.
Correct. Rashi. Again, this is all going to be backward. Because we're trying to figure out what we know. We're working backward. Rashi. So that shows us the Bechor can't mean only Bechor. We're not finished yet. But that shows us. Paruch Rabacha. The Eimer Lemute Bukhru Deima. Maybe the Torah wrote, maybe that which the Torah excluded, Eichesachem Shalai Bei Lamai, is if the kid is a Bechor to his mother. Meaning, Yaakov was married to Rachel and had children. One of them died. And then Yaakov had a child from Leah. He is a Bechor. He's a Bechor to his mom. So the Torah wrote, Eishes Achim Shalai Bei Lamai, no Yibum. He fits Bechor. He's the father's son. He's a paternal brother. He's also a maternal Bechor. So Eishes Achim Shalai Bei Lamai says, sorry, even though he meets the qualifications of being a Bechor, he says no mitzvah of Yibum because he didn't live together. Maybe that's what the pasuk means. Meaning again, maybe Bechor means only Bechor. But it can be two Bechors. You can have a paternal Bechor and a maternal Bechor. And the Torah would have said the mitzvah, anybody that gets the name, anybody that fasts the Erev Pesach. And then came along the Torah and said, Eishes Achim Shalai Bei Lamai, even though he's a maternal Bechor, he's excluded.
Bechor, you may fast the Pesach.
Yeah, sure. That's the one that...
Oh, right.
Pater Echav, if anything, that's the one that passed the Pesach more than Bechor loved it. I could have said it, but it's a Bechor for Pesach and Aben, you know what I mean? But I... Zogti Gemara, no. Ahulay Masis Amrit. There's no such Havamina. The Yibim Benachlis Allah Rahman. The Torah clearly said the Yibim has to do with inheritance. Right? We learn out that the Yavim inherits. It has to do with inheritance. We're not talking Bechor to mother. Mothers make no difference in this Yibum. We see that from the Torah insisting, talking about Nachla, that means we're only dealing with paternal relationships. And the fact that he's a Bechor to his mom makes zero difference.
That's from Gzir
Shavah. Again, at the end of the day...
That's from Gzir Shavah.
Exactly.
And we're talking about now...
No, we're talking about what's Gzir Shavah. That Mahaya Bechor meant a Bechor. That only a Bechor can do Yibum. So we answered, that means a Bechor to mother can also do Yibum. And the answer is no, because the Torah is not talking maternal at all. It's only talking paternal. So Bechor means paternal, not maternal.
We're talking after the
Gzir Shavah? Yes. After the Gzir Shavah, what does Bechor mean?
The Gzir Shavah is not alone.
No, Bechor says
the
oldest brother does Yibum. In fact, the Gemara may be only the oldest brother.
Right.
The Gemara answered, you can't say that because if not, you wouldn't need a mere trace of something. Gemara came back and said, maybe the Torah meant as a mitzvah of both Bechars, either a paternal Bechar or maternal Bechar. So I need Eishes Achim Shalai Bei Lamai to exclude a case of maternal Bechar. So the Gemara, I would never dream that maternal Bechar makes any difference here. In Yibum, it's all paternal.
And everyone knows that.
Because it's learned Benachla. We have a pasuk that says it depends on Nachla. I didn't say that everyone knows that. I know. That was your question before. I know, it's a great question. I just don't have the answer.
No one knows it. Except 1% of a percent. I'm going to go outside now and ask every shul anything about this.
Yibum.
It's the famous word they say. The Maram, maybe many times, says, "Makshim ha'olam." The world asks the question. So the Bali Musar say, "Who is the world that asks the question? Go out on Taylor Road and see how many people are bothered with this question." So why does the Maram say, "The world asks the question"? Who is the world? So they say, obviously, the world is the people that learn and are learning the sugya. They ask the question. That's what they answered. The Maram many times says, the world asks the question. Everybody asks. Who's everybody? Everybody that's learning the sugya asks this question. So you are the Olam. You are part of the world. You make a difference. Especially in the Yom Kippur. Rashi. Behema, hide the meat, ancient sachem shalai by Lamite. When transaction island Bukhar Le'imai, he was a Bukhar to his mom. The Achim Me'avim, he was also a paternal brother, Haki Yitzim Lamute, Benachlu Tala Rachmanam. And Mamela Bukhar Night to Pishnaim with the Me'avim. Obviously, we're talking about Nachlu, we're talking about the guy who does Yibum is going to get Pishnaim, he's the Bukhar. I'm Bukhar Le'imai, and he's a Matish Shmabinah, Bukhar to Krala, I'm Dafka, God Lachim. And since the Torah said, Yeshu Achim Yavdav, obviously the Torah saying the mitzvah is even on other paternal brothers. So then what does Bukhar mean? The answer is, the oldest brother should do Yibum. Whoever is the oldest brother has the mitzvah. It's not the requirement. Because if not, Eish Yisrael Shalei Ba'alom, it wouldn't mean anything. So obviously, the Torah is saying, the oldest brother should do Yibum. Frekti Gemara, we're not finished yet. Frekti Gemara. Ve'ema, ki ikim Bukhar tiskaya mitzvah Yibum. Maybe the mitzvah of Yibum should be only when there is a Bechor in the world. Maybe the Torah means, if there's a Bechor, then we have a mitzvah of Yibum. But if there's no Bechor, maybe there's no mitzvah of Yibum. Granted that we learned that it can't be that only the Bechor can do Yibum. But maybe it means there has to be a Bechor around. What? Why is it Pashit? I can't hear you. Right, so Pashit can do Yibum, but maybe only, but the Torah did write the word Bechor, so maybe the Torah is insisting on an existence of a Bechor.
Mashain Kane, what does it mean there's no existence of a Bechor? What would that mean?
Well, at this point, the Bechor died.
Or died, or there was a sister born first?
Could be. I don't know, it doesn't say.
Then it's
excluded
from Yibum?
Yeah, maybe. Again, we're defining the mitzvah of Yibum.
When there's a Bechor, then anybody can do it.
Exactly. Talk to Gemara, that means you're telling me, Mila Eskina, the mitzvah Bechor, Rabbi Rachman, Eliyahu, Kutten? Isn't the Torah talking about that the oldest died? The Torah is talking about anybody died, including the oldest. Talk to Gemara, who says, maybe the mitzvah Kutten? Maybe he's talking about a younger brother died, Rabbi Rachman, Eliyahu, Bechor. Right? Who says? Who says we're talking about that the oldest brother died? Dr. Gemara. Okay, let me explain this answer. There are two brothers. The Yeshu Achim Yagdav talks about two brothers. One dies, the other one has a mitzvah of Yibum. So we want to say now that the younger one died. That's why there's a mitzvah of Yibum. But if the older one died, there would be no mitzvah of Yibum. That's what we want to say now. That means, how would Eishes Achim Shlohei Ba'alami fit in? There are two brothers, but they didn't see each other. And Reuben died, and then Shimon was born. So there would be no mitzvah of Yibum. There's no older brother. See, you could have a younger brother die if they're both in the same world. But since we have to exclude when one's born afterwards, that means we're saying there's two brothers, and there's no mitzvah of Yibum because the second brother was born after the first brother died. It means obviously the oldest brother died. Because if the oldest brother hadn't died, we wouldn't be dealing with a mitzvah of Yibum. Is a raya? Is a mitzvah of Yibum even if the oldest brother died? Now, Bechor here would not mean a daughter first. Bechor would mean firstborn son. Because if not, you could answer your question that way. Rashi. Then Miki Gibbechor. Come, Adimu Lailam Bechor Dafka. Maybe the Torah means firstborn. Rachi Kam Rachman. If Bechor come up to sky Mitzvah Sibum. If there's a Bechor, then you can keep the Mitzvah Sibum, Aib Bechor, and the Pasha. Either the Bechor or the irregular. The Nafka Lomba, the image Asia Sakhmu Shleib Alomba. Right, we excluded, we learned that from the fact that the Torah had to exclude an Eishes Amos Shlomo Elomai, that a younger brother can do Yibo. But he lacked a Bechor, so he says, Skayim, a Petur, Lugamim, and Abashim. And she would be completely Batur. Meit Echad Mehem, Mas Meshlohoi Shom El Shnayim. Here's the key answer. Meit Echad Mehem, out of Achim Mashma, there's two and one died. Meit Echad Mehem. Milei Eskina Klaim, and Milei Mishtam, and Ami Mekor, the Meit Bechor. Doesn't that mean the oldest one died, becoming Rachman El Yab and Bashim? Maybe we should say the Pasuk is only talking about the younger brother died. We come Rachman al Yab Bechor. The Ksiv Hoya Bechor. I mean Rachman al Eishes Hakum Shloim Elomai. The Hakum Gabetrei Achim Ksiv. Be an Eishes Hakum Shloim Elomai. If one is born later, he's obviously not the younger brother that died. Alma the Mizgad Lamashma, the two lack of Bechor. Come on, it's supposed to say. There is no Bechor in front of us. So at this point, we've worked out the following. We've shown that Vahoya B'char can't mean that only the oldest brother does Yibum, and it can't mean only when the oldest brother exists. So obviously, it means preference of older brother. What else does it mean? It's not saying that the oldest brother is the only one that can do Yibum, and it's not saying that the oldest brother is around, because we proved from two brothers that the oldest brother is not around, we needed a mian. So obviously it must mean that we'd like the oldest brother to do Yibum. I'm sorry?
Before, not the oldest brother.
Can't hear you.
It says before, not the oldest brother.
What do you mean?
Before is before. It's not the oldest brother that may not be before.
Gemara's gonna go. All this is gonna be taken care of in the Gemara.
When a Bechor dies, does another brother assume rule of Bechor?
We'll see. We're not there yet. All this is coming up. Frak to Gemara. Ve'ema, ki lack of Bechor, katam gzacha. That the youngest brother can do Yibum if there is no Bechor. Maybe the Torah is saying, listen, the mitzvah is on the oldest brother if he exists. If he doesn't exist, the mitzvah goes to the others. But maybe if he exists, the mitzvah is only on him. And nobody else is allowed to do Yibum. We proved that it can't mean that the oldest brother is the only one with the mitzvah, because he might have died. Fine. But maybe when he is here, he's the only one that can do Yibum. Not preferably. Maybe he's the only one that's allowed to do Yibum. And everybody else would be Eishesach. If there's an oldest brother, no one else should touch her. Again, according to this, we would make him give him chalitza. No other brother is allowed to do it. Maybe that's what the pasuk means.
What I'm saying is
this is a habamina. Maybe.
That if the young one did do it, it worked. Learned that earlier.
Again, we want to know how we see that. The Pasuk seems to say something about a Bechor.
According to Tavamina, if the Bechor said, I don't want to be Yahweh, and then...
No brother can do it. And there's no mitzvah. End the story. Again, at the end of the day, nobody else has to command them. Everybody else is a key of chorus.
It doesn't pop back up to them. You mean even,
it's a key of chorus for everybody else.
No, I'm saying that's because...
But that's the Havamina that we're learning what Bechor is telling me.
Only he gets Yibum.
Only he can do Yibum if he's alive. Correct. He's not alive. Other brothers can do it. Dr. Gemara, I'm a Kroki Yeshu Achim Yachdov. Huxu Yeshivas Achim Teluzeh. It says Ki Yeshu Achim Yachdov that both have the right to do Yibum. All brothers are equal. So this is a noob shot. That the Torah is telling me Ki Yeshu Achim Yachdov. All brothers are eligible for Yibum. That's a whole new chat now. We're basically saying, forget everything we said. We don't need anything. The Torah says, Tiyesh Lachem Yachnov, and one dies in the midst of Yibum. The Torah means all brothers are created equal. Well, that's a miyat for the word Yachnov.
We just said we're using it for something else.
Yes, we were using that to prove that a younger brother has Yibum. Now we don't need that anymore. Yes, but we also are darshing for the fact that the Torah said that brothers live together, that all brothers are created equal. They all have the mitzvah, equally.
If they're all living together.
If they're all living together.
Use Yachdav
to show
non-contemporary brothers. Now
we're also. I don't know if it's the word Yachdav, Kiyeshu Achim, I don't know.
Am I ready?
Yeah.
So maybe we would think, this Havmin I would have come up with, that maybe only two brothers are in the story. And if the Bechor dies, that means nobody does Yibum because only Bechor is eligible. That means the younger brother dies, only Bechor get it. And maybe talking about if you have three brothers, nobody's eligible. But now we're learning that
you can have all kinds of family. You're asking two separate questions, and one's a Gemara answer. From the fact that the Torah excludes Eishes Achim Shlomo by Lavai, obviously, it's talking about that the younger brother can do Yibum. Because if not, why do we have to exclude Eishes Achim Shlomo by Lavai? Right? So your question on that is answered. Your second question is, maybe the Torah only has Yibum when there's two brothers, not if there's more than two brothers.
Like, Dvei Achim, Ksiv.
The word Achim means two or more. That's what I think. Whenever the Torah doesn't give you a number, Achim automatically means two and maybe more.
Right.
Doesn't have to be there were only two, but it means also if there's two.
Well, why would we need to have even two? In other words, what's the purpose of telling us two brothers? Just to teach us another lesson, right?
In the midst of Yibum exists, even if there's two brothers. Right? It doesn't mean only
I would
two.
Think otherwise not.
Listen, dollars can mean anywhere from two to a trillion.
Well, see, brothers,
I say you owe me dollars. It can't mean one, but it can mean anything above two. Two or above. Brothers is at least two and maybe more.
But that's obvious.
So that was your question. Wasn't your question maybe there's no mitzvah of Yibum when there's three brothers? I thought that's what you asked.
Yes, that was one of my questions. But the first question was...
first question Gemara answered.
Or...
From the fact that we have a Miyad of Eishes Achim Shlomo by Lomai means a younger brother can do Yibum. If not, we wouldn't have to exclude him.
All right, okay.
Zakt Rashi. We learned out from Beis Echad Mehem that Umiyat Eishes Achim Shlomo by Lomai, the Mashma the Beis Bechor, Rama Rachmana Liyabim Pashit. That's when the Torah said the Pashit does it. Av Ika Bechor Loi Liyabim Pashit. Hooksu Sham Liyibim. They're equal for Yibim. Frek the Gemara. Okay. So now we've established. There's no need for a Bechor to do the Yibum. Ki Yeshu Achim tells us everybody is created equal. So what is Lahaya Bechor? Must be it's a mitzvah, not a requirement. That's what we end up with. How do I know all brothers do Yibum? Ki Yeshu Achim Yavdav. All brothers are created equal. What's Lahaya Bechor?
Can anybody else hear the rabbi?
I don't hear him.
I don't hear either. think we lost Houston.
I wonder if he disconnected without realizing it. I'm going to try to call back in.
Okay, me too.
I don't know if you guys are still there. I still can't hear the rabbi.
I tried it also to help.
I'm going to try calling Abram Cohen. I'm going to try to send her a brief like a text, not hearing you. Maybe he hit the mute button or something by mistake.
Might be. We only have 3 or 4 minutes left in the share. If someone has his text, maybe hurry.
Okay, probably the best idea probably afterwards is to, I wonder if it's still recording. Okay. Anybody there?
Yeah, I'm not getting anything either.
Houston, we have a problem. How are you, Moish?
Baruch Hashem, but we're not present.
I texted my Karis in case one of you guys texted Avram, but who knows if they look at their phone during the shir. They're not all like me.
I'm sorry, what did you say, Harvey?
I said, I texted Mike Harris in case one of you guys texted Avram Cohen. I texted
Rabbi Mark Goretzky.
You can't hear him.
No, either the guy disconnected or he had
That's what I'm saying. So I thought I heard one of you guys say you were texting Avram Cohen. I texted Mike Harris just to let him know that the
rabbi might go written directly. So I guess the solution would be just to download this year. Hopefully that's recorded anyway.
Or him maybe start again from 5 minutes ago. All right, guys. Chag Sameach coming up.
Yeah, have a good Yom Kippur, everybody.
Chag Sameach. Bye-bye.